Thanks very much, Ben. Yes, joining me live here in the press box at Kenilworth Road, we've got both Matt Robinson and Mark Tyler. We'll speak to young Matt first as he joined us here. First of all, Matt, you joined the club, you've come down into non-league. How does it feel that you've won the Skrill Premier in such convincing style with Luton Town Football Club?
It feels brilliant. It's been a massive achievement throughout the squad. All the players have done their individual bits, obviously some more so than others, but everyone's played like an integral role, and it feels amazing, to be honest.
Has it actually really sunk in yet, or did lifting that trophy in front of 10,000 fans really make the dream come true?
Seeing it get lifted did bring it like down to earth. Like, obviously we was a bit further away, we weren't exactly right in front of the stand, but you could feel the atmosphere. Obviously I didn't even get to touch the cup, unfortunately, but you could feel it. I've got a medal around my neck, and that's what counts to me.
And how was actually playing the game, knowing that you'd already won and you were just really waiting for that opportunity to lift the trophy and celebrate with the fans? How difficult was it out there?
I don't think it makes it difficult at all. If anything, I think it probably makes it easier. You're playing with no pressure. You know what you've already achieved, and it just gives you an opportunity to play a bit more freely.
And coming from behind again, a great feeling to win 4-1. I mean, some great goals. Andre got his 30th of the season this afternoon.
Yeah, the gaffer's set a few people, a few challenges, obviously clean sheets and most goals scored, and obviously Andre a personal one to get 30, and it shows how happy everyone is for him, sort of letting him take the penalty when Jake Howes is the designated taker, and obviously he tucked it away in convincing style, and he's been amazing this year.
And for you personally, how has it been at a club like Luton Town? You know, the champion aside, the squad, the management and everything that goes with it, for a young player like yourself?
It's great in probably every aspect I could think of. I mean, there's older heads around you giving you guidance. There's younger players pushing on with energy and enthusiasm. And obviously, if you come up all the way to the fans are amazing every week. Sort of to get 9,000 or 10,000 even today in non-league is a very, very good look, and obviously shows promising signs for the future as well.
And finally for yourself, is that the biggest audience that you've ever rapped to?
Yeah. No, it actually is. I'm not sure how clearly it came across, but it's just something that I said I'd do for the lads, and obviously it got leaked yesterday online, so the lads were saying you better do it in front of, at the end of the game, and that's what I had to do, so it felt good as well.
It certainly sounded great as well, Matt, and thank you very much for sharing that with us all on the fans, and from everybody at Diverse FM, congratulations on winning the league title this season.
Thank you very much.
And we'll head over now to an older player within the squad. I'm sure he won't mind me saying that too much. Mark Tyler, you've seen 45 games through now. You've been here right through the non-league. Just sum up for us, for you personally, what does winning the league today mean?
Unbelievable. This is why I come to the football club. I wanted to get back into the league as soon as possible. But I knew it was a hard league. But the way we've done it this year has been unbelievable. I've run for 27 games, which is brilliant. Andre's got 30 goals. Hopefully we can get the clean sheet record, but hopefully we can get 100 points, got the 100 goals. So it's been tremendous and thoroughly enjoyable to watch. And I mean, I got the best position in the house. I watched some of the goals we scored this year, and they've been unbelievable. So at the end of the day, it's for me personally, it's for the fans as well. When I first come here, this place was rocking every home game, and yes, it did dwindle a bit because of results and performances, but since the gaffer's come in, he's installed a belief in the whole club, and it was great to see the place rocking again. You know, I mean, the last three or four home games we've had 8,000, 9,000, 10,000, so to see it full again, it's brilliant.
And just how much of a difference behind the scenes has John Steele made to the football club?
Massive, you know what I mean? He's been here, he's won it three times now, so he knows how to get the best out of the lads. Yes, we probably don't play the most attractive style of football, but it's effective and we get results. But I think, for me, the main thing that he's installed on is hard work. If you play not very well, but you can still run about and chase and harry, and the fans thrive on that, especially here at home. So the gaffer's done an amazing job, especially, and his staff have been brilliant as well. So fair play to him. He's come here and he's left Dagenham, which is his club, but he's become an instant legend here.
and as far as the trophy celebrations, Matt said he hadn't got his hands on it. I think that was because you were running around with it for most of the time.
Yeah, I just wanted to do it there, you know what I mean? They've been brilliant with me since I've been here, and obviously I had Cindy sitting in the main stand, so she got a few shots. But yeah, it's been brilliant. I mean, it's nice to finally win the league. I'm glad we haven't got the playoffs this year, but I mean, we've been tremendous all year.
And a summer to look forward to now. Obviously, one more game still to go at Hyde. Yeah. We can't forget that one. You mentioned the clean sheet record. How much would it mean to you knowing that a clean sheet is the record in a league season for a Luton Town goalkeeper?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's a personal record for myself. You know what I mean? But it's not down to me. We've got the whole team defends. It starts from like when Benno was playing, Andre, Cully's, you know what I mean, the forwards. And you know what I mean? You could tell the back four have done the majority of the work, you know what I mean? We've had a settled back four, which always helps. We know our jobs inside out. We know how each other plays, and that's why we've had so many clean sheets. You know what I mean? We've got a youthful midfield. They're energetic and it helps, you know what I mean? But personally, yeah, it'd be great. But if I don't, I don't. I can hopefully try again next year.
And you were quoted in the week as saying you'll only retire when you can't kick the ball past the halfway line. There was a few kicks that were disappearing into the other penalty area. So yeah. We're hoping to see Mark Tyler in a Luton Town shirt next season in League Two.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? I love this club and I feel great. This is the whole. I played the whole season this year at the moment, and that's because we've got like Daz, the kit man. He's a brilliant masseur, looks after me. Si, the physio as well. He does his little bit, but most of all, I like to say thanks to Dave Richardson. He's been tremendous with me. You know what I mean? We've sat down and he's gave me a program and just stuck to it all year. And touch wood, it's been okay. And I see the Rock every week, the chiropractor. But you know what I mean, at home. My home life's magnificent. Cindy, my fiancée, looks after me really well, and hopefully long may it continue.
Wish you every success in the future with us as well, Mark, and congratulations after 5 years' service for winning the league with Luton Town Football Club.
Cheers, thank you.
Thanks very much, and stay with me, lads.